Penn State system, it's not always the most quarterback friendly, and it's not real wide open or spread them out.
I mean, it's tough, but I made the best of it. I thought, you know, three bowl games in 4 years, you know, we turned that place around. When I went there, we were 3-9 or something like that. And then, you know, it did turn around pretty fast, but I thought we were pretty successful. You know, I just went in with, you know, the right attitude and just tried to make the best of my time there.
By your senior year, were you able to get them to open some things up and do, you know what I mean, to do some things to help you coming to this level, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we spread it out a little bit more. We threw the ball a lot more. I think I had, like, the most attempts in Penn State history both years in a row. So, I mean, that just goes to show you that it was starting to change around. But this year, I think they might go back to the more of a style like Mike Rutt when he was there with Darryl Clark. So, I mean, the offense at Penn State, just, you know, they try and change it every year depending on who the quarterback is, just, you know, whatever best fits that person. So that's one good thing about them. You know, they try to play to your strengths. So,
did you ever second guess your decision to go there?
No, I didn't. I mean, I originally committed to Pittsburgh when Coach Harris was there, and then he left. So I took a visit to Penn State, and I just fell in love with it up there. I mean, the campus, you know, the stadium, you can't beat it. And, you know, just Big Ten football was pretty awesome. So that's why I decided to go there.
You were going to redshirt the first year, then ended up playing you, but you didn't get to play very much. That had to be a little frustrating.
It was frustrating at first. I mean, Coach Paterno told me that he was going to need me and this and that. So I went in, you know, thinking I'm going to play a lot, and I played like the first three games or something like that. And then didn't play anymore. So next year I had asked for a red shirt, and then you know, he said I can't red shirt because they need me, because Michael Robinson, if he goes down or something like that. And, you know, so that didn't work out, and I had my 2 years. I just tried to make the best of them, and, you know, we got two bowl games, so pretty good.
Yeah, you've talked to a number of scouts here, and they say that that first year you really could have benefited from, like you were really at the end of this season, just coming into where next year, you know what I mean? Do you feel like that's where you were at the end of the season? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like if I had one more year, it would have been, you know, been a lot better for me. But, you know, like I said, you can only do what you can do and make the best of the time that you're there. So just try to keep a positive attitude. You know, I'm just going to go into this thing and just give it everything I got, man.
How tall did they weigh you now?
Yeah, they got me a 6'3½, 231 pounds. So, that's
all right. You said you had some time to meet with a couple of the teams last night.
I met with the Chiefs. I met with, oh man, there was a bunch of Jaguars. I mean, there was at least 8, 10 of them.